Title: Stuck in the Middle with You, EU Blocking Statutes, Iran Sanctions, and the Thousands of Businesses Caught in Between. Content: Imagine telling your company's board of directors that the company will have to knowingly violate the law. Further, you might note, the American Law Institute's principles of corporate governance state that, with very limited exceptions, a director who knowingly causes the corporation to disobey the law violates his duty of care. The protections of the business judgment rule may not be available to a board member who, charged with navigating the Scylla and Charybdis of a conflict of laws, steers right into the shoals of non-compliance. Beginning August 6, that will be the situation facing the thousands of companies that are subject to U.S. sanctions on Iran and to EU regulations blocking those sanctions. While it appears to be a stark choice, some nuances to the regulations may make navigating the narrow straits of the conflict of laws a less Odyssean and more practically manageable. The ROC, U.S. secondary sanctions with extraterritorial applications beginning August 6. The United States will begin enforcing certain secondary sanctions applicable to Iran pursuant to the U.S. withdrawal from the Iran nuclear agreement known as the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action, JCPOA. The United States will re-implement the rest of the secondary sanctions after November 4, 2018. Secondary sanctions are those that apply to transactions with no U.S. nexus, where a non-U.S. company deals with Iran outside of the United States and not involving U.S. persons or the U.S. banking system. Non-U.S. companies that violate secondary sanctions are subject to being sanctioned themselves by the U.S. government. Non-U.S. financial institutions that violate secondary sanctions are subject to restrictions or prohibitions on U.S. correspondent or payable through accounts, read, restricting their access to the U.S. dollar. The Hard Place, EU Blocking Resolution. On June 6, 2018, the European Commission adopted an amendment to its blocking regulation, originally propounded to block the effect of U.S. secondary sanctions on Cuba, to counteract the effects of the extraterritorial application of U.S. sanctions on Iran. Broadly, the resolution's main provisions are as follows: coverage. Natural and legal persons resident or organized in the EU that engage in international trade or commercial activities. Requirements. Covered persons affected by U.S. sanctions on Iran must report to the European Commission. Prohibitions. Covered persons are prohibited from complying, directly or through a subsidiary or intermediary, actively or by deliberate omission. Rights of action. EU persons have the right to recover any damages, including legal costs, where those damages arise from a covered person's compliance with U.S. sanctions on Iran. Recovery could take the form of seizure and sale of assets held by those persons or entities. EC No. 227196, Art. 6. Penalties. Each EU member state is tasked with deciding the penalties for breach of the blocking regulation. The regulation merely requires that sanctions be effective, proportional, and dissuasive. Shooting the gap. EU authorization to comply with U.S. law. Article 5 of the EU blocking resolution states that covered persons may be authorized by the committee to comply with U.S. sanctions on Iran where there is sufficient evidence that non-compliance would cause serious damage to a natural or legal person. The resolution does not state how companies go about applying for that authorization. However, our, rather persistent, calls to our contacts in the Commission offices, finally, yielded the following response. The criteria for the application of the second paragraph of Article 5 will be laid down in a Commission implementing regulation that will also be published and will enter into force on August 7. It is not clear how long the application approval process may take or the likelihood of approval, but an authorization form and guidance were published on August 7. The process does provide companies at least a theoretical easing of their conflict of laws dilemma. Although the authorization application does not have a suspensive effect on the blocking statute, if a company applies for authorization to comply with U.S. regulations, then continues to comply with U.S. regulations, it is possible that the company's good faith efforts to comply with both applicable legal regimes